Can you believe it is 2024 and we don't have a single gluten-free bread that tastes amazing and is widely available? Like, why can't I go into a fast food chain and order a burger with gluten-free bread? Like, if we can send a man into space, we should be able to make good gluten-free bread. Hello. Anyway, I know a lot of y'all are gluten-free like me, whether you're gluten intolerant or have celiac, or just choose to cut gluten out of your diet. One of the most common questions I get is, hey, what gluten-free breads do you like that actually taste good? Because so often gluten-free bread is so small and dry and just does not taste like bread at all. So I'm going to share today a few of the gluten-free breads that I've tried that I absolutely love. I've been gluten-free since 2018, so about 6 years. I've tried definitely over a dozen, probably dozens of gluten-free breads at this point, and these are my top picks. I'm Jane Z, and this is Farm to Future, the podcast all about eating better for the planet. Okay, number one, top of the list, the absolute best tasting gluten-free bread I've ever had is from this brand called Green Light. That's green, like the color, and L-I-T-E. So you can get it frozen at Whole Foods. They're actually made in Israel. They're fully gluten-free, and I will always get one of their artisan loaves. They are a loaf of bread that's pre-baked but frozen, and so you bring it home, you heat it up in the oven at 375 for 10 minutes, and it comes out so fresh and aromatic, and it's got that classic crinkly crust that you can actually cut into, and then inside it's the texture is amazing. It's soft, it's aerated, it's chewy, like an actual artisan loaf. They've got a seeded loaf, they've got one with chia seeds and a white bread loaf, and those are all really, really good options. One loaf for me will last probably up to a week because I'll typically have toast with avocado and egg in the morning. And so I will bake this up on a Sunday or Monday and it'll last me through the week. That said, it depends on how thick you cut the slices. I used to be pretty generous with them. And then when I was counting macros last year, I realized that two slices of bread was like 26 grams of carbs. And so if you care about that, you can slice the pieces thinner, which is what I do now. But still, hands down, best tasting bread I've had. They also make a baguette that is really good. They have a classic one and a multigrain with chia seeds. Tastes like an actual baguette. It's crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside, exactly what you want from bread. So Greenlight, awesome option. The only drawback is that it does include ultra processed ingredients. So the base is potato starch, tapioca starch, and soy flour. So it doesn't use rice flour, which is typically what a lot of breads will use. But the thing is, they include soybean oil, which is a seed oil, and they also have xanthan gum and guar gum, which again, very typical for gluten-free breads because gluten is what binds the bread together and gives it that soft, chewy texture. So without that, you kind of have to replace it with something. So here they have tapioca starch and those gums, which do make it an ultra-processed product. So personally for me, even though I love, love, love the taste and texture of this bread, I won't buy it every week. I'll kind of switch off between this and other breads. But definitely for taste, this is number one. A very close runner-up, number two on my list, is from the brand Against the Grain. So a while back, I went to brunch with Bella, who actually does social media for Farm Match, which is where I order my Amish farm food from. Bella and I went to brunch at this Brazilian restaurant called Samba in Montclair, New Jersey. And I went in with zero expectations, not even realizing that this whole restaurant is all gluten-free. And so naturally, I had to order their French toast. And I was just blown away. Oh my God. It was just the dreamiest French toast I've ever had. I will go back to that restaurant. I will drive to Montclair just for that French toast. They used this baguette that was just like, you could not tell it was gluten-free at all. The texture was so stretchy. It was soft. It had that crust. and it just soaked up all the eggy French toastness and the maple syrup. Oh, it was so delicious. And afterwards, I asked the waiter, like, hey, do you guys sell, you know, the bread that you use to make this? And they're like, no, sorry. And so, but they had recipe books. And so I tried to look in the recipe books for the bread they used, but the waiter actually went into the back and brought the bag to show me what bread they used. And it was this brand called Against the Grain. And again, this one is also available in Whole Foods. You can also order online. So they started out as a small bakery in Vermont. And their whole thing is that they make baked goods that taste amazing and just happen to be grain-free. They've got bread, they've got bagels, they've got pizza and pizza crust. The one I've tried is their baguette, and it's also tapioca starch based. But here's the kicker. The magic ingredient here is actually mozzarella cheese. If you are dairy intolerant or don't tolerate whey, this is not the option for you, unfortunately. But that is what makes this bread so good and so stretchy and honestly kind of cheesy is the mozzarella. It's very similar to if you've had those Brazilian cheese balls. I think they're called pão de queijo or queijo. It's similar in texture to that. So you get a nice crunchy outside and the inside is very chewy and very cheesy. This one also has a cleaner ingredients list than the Green Light. So it's just tapioca starch, water, eggs, olive oil, mozzarella cheese, milk, and salt. So again, it does include dairy. It is very cheesy, very amazing. My one thing with this bread is that it is best eaten fresh. So right out of the oven, it's just the perfect texture and so good. I find that if you let it sit a day or so, it gets pretty dry. You can heat it up again with a bit of water, maybe toast it up, but that's why it's also a great option for making French toast, because once it dries out, it can really soak up all of the liquids. So Against the Grain, another great option. All right, number three on my list is keto bread. From the brand Base Culture, it's got the elephant logo. This is also an option from the Whole Foods freezer section. You can probably tell where I shop now. This one is another classic for me, especially when I am a bit more conscious about my carb intake. I've been trying to eat a bit more in tune with my hormonal cycle, and so half the month when I'm feeding my progesterone, I'll go for more carb-heavy options, and half the month when I can deal with less carbs, I'll go for something like the keto bread. So my favorite ones that they make are the cinnamon raisin, which I love because it's a little bit sweet, but not too sweet. They're seven nut and seed bread. It's just got a little bit of seedy texture, which is really nice. And then their original sourdough and sandwich bread are all totally fine as well. I find I can't really tell the difference between those ones. It's just a very consistent texture and flavor. So if we look at the ingredients list for the nut and seed bread, it's water, eggs, almond butter, arrowroot flour, golden flaxseed meal, psyllium husk, apple cider vinegar, flaxseed, sunflower seeds, pecans, pumpkin seeds, sea salt, chia seeds, hemp seeds, and baking soda. The nice thing here is they don't use xanthan gum or guar gum, and they do add in psyllium husk and flaxseed, which give you that extra fiber. So I'm pretty happy with the ingredients list. I'd say this is a solid bread option. You know, it's not gonna be like an artisanal, amazing texture. It's just like, it's a good sandwich bread, toast bread. It comes sliced in a bag. It is on the smaller side in terms of the loaf size. It does feel more like a typical gluten-free bread loaf, but it's got a clean ingredients list. And if you care about macros, it is low carb. So Base Culture is another great option. Okay, number four on my list is the brand Bread Seriously. They're a small woman-owned business in San Francisco, I believe. These guys are a little bit lower on my list just because they're more similar to a typical gluten-free bread, meaning the loaf is very, very small and the texture is, you know, it's fine. It's on the drier side, I would say, compared to the Green Light or Against the Grain. So you're not gonna get like amazing, mind-blowing texture, but it's decent, you know? So they have a sourdough, they have a cinnamon raisin, which is like not sweet at all, if you're into that. And they come in loaves that are not sliced, which I actually like because you can customize the the thickness. What I'll do is it arrives cold, and so I'll slice them up and then put them in the freezer for when I'm ready to eat them. The main reason I included bread seriously on this list is that they have three bread options that don't include gums, so that don't have xanthan gum or guar gum, and they also have options that are dairy-free, egg-free, lectin-free, and rice-free. So depending on what sensitivities you have and your preferences, they've got a bunch of options. Also, their packaging is really cute. It comes in this brown paper bag that looks like a lunch bag, and you roll up the top. It's just really easy to seal once you've opened it. Small detail, but I appreciate that. I don't think Whole Foods carries them. I ordered mine online. And I think I got their sourdough mix 3-pack, which comes with a seeded sourdough, a classic sourdough, and their cinnamon raisin sourdough. And all of these were vegan as well. It's $39 for the 3-pack, which comes out to about $13 each. So a little bit on the pricier side. And I should have mentioned the pricing for the other ones. So the Greenlight artisan bread is $7.99 a loaf. The Against the Grain baguettes are $5.99 for 2 baguettes. The keto bread is a bit more expensive. It's about $10 for a loaf. And the bread seriously, like I mentioned, is about $39 for the 3-pack. Okay, so those are my top gluten-free breads that are safe for celiac, gluten intolerance. They all do not contain any sort of wheat. The other bread I want to talk about, and this is more a category of breads, is homemade / local artisanal breads made using organic or heirloom flour. And I'll tell you why organic is important. Essentially, this makes the bread glyphosate-free, which for a lot of people, myself included, may be the culprit behind your gluten intolerance. For me, I have noticed that when I have bread in Europe, for example, I'm actually headed to London and Paris next week. I'm so excited to have actual bread and pastries in Paris. The last time I went in 2022, I sort of dipped my toe in and tried like a little bite of baguette here, a little bite of croissant there, and I tried to buy mostly from organic bakeries, but I found that I was totally fine. And this is a whole nother topic that I could do a deep dive on, the wheat and grains in Europe and why they are cleaner essentially than the wheat and grains in America. Glyphosate has a lot to do with it. The EPA has a lot more lenient laws around pesticides and Roundup formulation. And we have a much bigger, deeper industrial complex around ultra-processed foods. So glyphosate, there are a ton of studies linking glyphosate to gut dysbiosis. Let me read you a clip from Kelly Ryerson's website. It's glyphosatefacts.com. She's got a whole page just on glyphosate impacts on the microbiome. So it reads, glyphosate and glyphosate-based herbicides contribute to autoimmune disease by causing dysbiosis in the microbiome and contributing to leaky gut. When the blood-gut barrier becomes faulty, toxins are released from the gut into the bloodstream, causing a cascade of inflammation and immune response. In the case of autoimmunity, the immune system then mistakenly attacks the organs of the body. Glyphosate has been shown to cause damage to the microbiome, selectively harming beneficial strains while sparing more pathogenic bacteria. And she lists a bunch of studies here. A lot of them are mouse studies where they looked at the impact of glyphosate and Roundup on mice's microbiome. They also looked at anxiety and depression. There is a lot of evidence that glyphosate is linked to leaky gut and gut dysbiosis, which just means that your gut is out of balance. So I will link that page in the show notes. And if you want to learn more about glyphosate, we actually did a whole episode with Kelly Ryerson, also known as Glyphosate Girl. So I'll link that episode in the show notes as well. But why I mention all that background is that if you are gluten intolerant, not celiac, this doesn't apply to you if you're celiac, but if you are intolerant or sensitive to foods with gluten, you might actually have a chemical sensitivity to the glyphosate and not necessarily the gluten, in which case you want to look for organic wheat or heirloom varieties of grains that don't include glyphosate. If you live in North America, there are definitely options. I have had homemade focaccia bread that my brother-in-law made with organic wheat flour, and that was actually fine on my stomach. You can find organic heirloom flour online and try baking your own bread or sourdough. So a couple brands you might want to look into. One is called Better Basics Milling. They're based in Canada, and they source grains from organic farms in Saskatchewan and Alberta. It's really cute. You can read about their three farmers, Mark, Will, and Eric, on their website. So they sell stone-milled organic flour. So all of their wheat is not chemically altered, it is not bleached, and it is not sprayed with pesticides. I have been meaning to check them out. If you try them and like them, please let me know what you think of Better Basics Milling. Another brand that actually Chef Dr. Mike recommended is called Bluebird Grain Farms. They are a regenerative grain farm in the Pacific Northwest. They care a lot about soil health, and they're based in Winthrop, Washington. They're a certified organic grain producer and processor, and they sell a variety of different grains from farro to einkorn, rye, hard red wheat, spelt. And they supply flour for bread making and sourdough, but also for baked goods and pancakes and things like that. They seem really legit. I also have not personally shopped from them yet. So if you do check out Bluebird, please let me know. If you're a sourdough lover or looking to get into sourdough, I got a recommendation from a listener, Jen, that you should check out Cultures for Health. They have starters for everything, really. They have starters for sourdough, but also kombucha and kefir, even flavor kits for kombucha, which is really cool. But they've got a gluten-free sourdough starter. They also have a whole wheat one and a rye one. And they've got kits for everything you need to start baking sourdough. I've also been getting ads for this site called bloomhealthy.co, and they offer a masterclass for how to make gluten-free sourdough. I haven't checked it out, but if you're looking for a resource, this looks like something to check out. If you're in the Northeast, one bread that I have been loving is the spelt sourdough bread from Prairie Foods, which is an Amish farm that I order from through farmmatch.com. And if you're interested, you can use my link farmmatch.com/Jane. That gets you 10% off your first order. And Farmmatch has dozens of farms across the country. So if you live in the US, chances are you can find a farm close to you that can ship to you. And a lot of these farms will have some kind of bread option or sourdough or flour option. So Prairie Foods, they sell spelt flour, which is an ancient grain that is naturally lower in gluten. It's also organically grown, so they don't use chemical pesticides, no glyphosate. And I bought this bread twice now. It's very soft for a lower gluten bread. It's not technically gluten-free, so it wouldn't be celiac-friendly, but it is probably the closest in texture to like a Wonder Bread. It's truly like a soft sandwich bread. It's like a generous-sized loaf, and I'll just cut thin slices that I'll have for my toast in the morning. It's got a little bit of a sweetness to it, too. I think they add raw local honey into it as well. Prairie Foods also sells the spelt flour itself. We also ordered some spelt pasta that I'm going to try this weekend. Very excited. I can let you guys know how that is. If you can find organically grown spelt, that is another great flour to try. Speaking of pasta, actually, we tried the egg pasta from Vignoli, which is where we get our olive oil. And I was really curious because we had the founder, Claudio Vignoli, on the podcast a few months ago, and he was talking about his egg pasta, which uses 30% fresh Italian eggs and durum wheat semolina that's locally cultivated and milled in Italy. So I was very curious to try this. And lo and behold, I had the pasta and it was totally fine on my gut. Again, the food is just better in Europe. But this is made with wheat, and so again, not celiac friendly. But if you are gluten intolerant, that could be a good thing to try too. I do have a promo code for Vignoli. If you use the code FARMTOFUTURE, you can get 15% off any of their products. They carry olive oil, egg pasta, pasta sauce. They've got a bunch of good stuff, balsamic vinegar too. And everything is made locally in Italy. It's super high quality and it's shipped direct from Italy. It's the only olive oil we've been using for the past few months. It's so, so good. Okay. Those are my recs for bread and pasta. I do have to mention, since we're on the topic of gluten-free, the best gluten-free bakery I've ever been to. When it comes to sweets, I find that desserts and pastries are generally pretty easy to replicate gluten-free. I make a mean sweet potato brownie that's so good. And my friend Hina gave me this paleo chocolate chip cookie recipe that uses almond flour and coconut flour. Also make these great chocolate chip banana muffins. I can drop those recipe links in the show notes, but I find generally baking gluten-free sweets is pretty easy. There's so many good recipes out there. But the one thing that is so hard to make at home is croissants, like French pastry, flaky pastries. So if you ever find yourself in Montreal, or honestly have a weekend to spare and want to take yourself on a gluten-free adventure, you have to check out this one bakery. It's called Le Marquis. That's M-A-R-Q-U-I-S. It's in the Old Port District of Montreal. So the old town close to the water, which is downtown, super easy to get to. And they sell classic French pastries like pain au chocolat and almond croissants, a bunch of other things too, like matcha cakes. But the cool thing is, if you're traveling, they actually sell frozen bags of pain au chocolat and croissants, and you can get a bag of six that's frozen. Bring it home with you. I've brought them on the plane with me, and oh my God, they are just truly the best thing. They are just French quality. Like, you could not tell the difference and know that they are gluten-free. You'll be like, this is like a regular pain au chocolat. It is that good. Last year, my friend Maria was visiting from Montreal and she got me like two bags full of these things. I made them last probably a good 6 months. You know, once a month, my time of the month, I would be craving a fresh baked croissant. So I would just pull one out of the freezer, heat it up in the oven, and boom, you get transported to Paris in your own kitchen. So Le Marquis, go check it out. All right, that is a wrap on my little gluten-free edition here. I'm always looking to check out new products and new brands. So if you have recommendations for gluten-free brands that you love, please, please reach out, DM me on Instagram. I would love to know. All right. That's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you nourish your body with some yummy, yummy foods, and I will talk to you next time.